Yeah.
Yeah, so when he comes back, do you think he'll go into school?
Yeah, my head teacher has asked me to ask him if he would like to come into school and tell us all what he was doing there and why he was there.
Okay. And how do you think he's going to handle that? You and all your friends.
I don't know.
You want to go back? Okay. Is there anything else you want to add? If you had a message to your dad on the radio, what do you think it would be?
I miss you, Daddy, and I love you. And I hope you're okay. And you are a hero.
Okay. Is there anything else do you think that she's missed? Or?
No, just she's asked lots of questions about the equipment and things that they've used. So we've talked about the imaging equipment that they use on top. And Daddy goes abroad a lot to go and train other people how to use the equipment. Yeah. And so she knows that he's very good at what he does and he knows how to use the equipment.
Okay.
And that there's lots of risks in what he's doing. One thing that he talks about quite a lot with you is the children. You ask about the children.
Yeah, do you want to talk about that? Do you want to, you know, because obviously there's a lot of people that have died in the quake, and then so there's lots of children probably that are going to be left without the mums and dads. So does your dad tell you about that?
He sometimes does. He says that I saved a little girl today, and he said that when they pulled her out, she said thank you very much. And then they was given to the mummy, but he said some children that he's pulled out, the mummy and daddy have died, so they have to go somewhere else to get food and water on their own.
And so how does that make you feel when you hear things like that?
Really sad, because children should have a mummy and a daddy.
Okay, and is your dad quite upset when he's telling you things like that as well?
Yeah. He sounds really upset, and he sounds tired as well.
I asked him the other day when I spoke to him on the phone. I said, "How are you getting, you know, to sleep at night?" And he said about the like you said, in the tents next to the airport. So it must be, you know, quite a strong man to be managing to work every day with little sleep.
Yeah, my daddy is strong.
So what else does he tell you? Does he tell you all the like the kind of equipment that he has to use as well?
Yeah, he says that he can use lots of equipment, but before they went there, people were just using their bare hands, but now they have the equipment.
So that's good, isn't it, that your dad can take all that out for people?
Yeah, I'm really proud of him.
Okay. I think that's everything. Is there anything else you want to add that you think you've not told me, or you think that your dad might want you to say? Or
he finds that they get followed by children all the time, don't they? They have groups of children and groups of people following them, and they want to help them.
Do you want to tell me about that? Do you want to tell me about what your dad says about the people, the local people following them?
And they keep singing and saying thank you, and the children are following him around, trying to get food and stuff. And sometimes Daddy gives, because when he went to Pakistan, there was a little girl and she didn't have anywhere to go. And so my daddy gave her some of his food with her.
So people are actually following him around and just thanking him for what the help that they're doing.
Yeah.
When they're around them, don't they?
Yeah, they sing and they're following them, things like that.
Okay. Right, brilliant. Do you think, is there anything that you want to say?
My daddy is a hero and I love him.
Good stuff.